Okay, Kuf Chav Beis. That's it. Today's the last day of the Masechta. Very long, difficult Masechta. Now, Mir Tashem, we're going to finish. We better finish. We're up to the Mishnah, but I just want to go back and say over one. I want to do one Rashi. Rashi, the Gemara said like this. They came to Abaye with the following question. They came to Abaye and said, "The guy threatened me the way he said, I'll kill you the way I killed the other Jew. So can you believe that?" So they came to Abaye. Abaye wasn't sure. So what did Abaye say? Abaye said, "Shehisa." He waited. First two words on the page, "Tilsa Rigli." He wait. What does Tilsa Rigli mean? Shalosh Regalim.
Yeah.
Let's look at the Rashi. By the way, you should know that in Gemara, in Shas, there is only one mention in Shas of a minhag of a yahrzeit. Only once. And it's like a backward thing. There's a Gemara that says a guy makes a neder that he's not going to eat kiyom shemesh bo'ov, like on the day of his father's yahrzeit. Right? That's the only place in Shas where it mentions a minhag of a yahrzeit. Let's look at this Rashi inside. Rashi says, what does it mean, tilsa rigli? Shahayu talmidei chachamim nikbatzim l'shmoa drasha. Everyone gathers to hear a drasha. Hilchas Pesach b'Pesach. So it either means three Pesachs or three regalim, right? Shavuos maybe not. I don't know. But okay. Then he says v'haisa she'elas mehem. And he would ask the shiloh there. Let's get a, what Abaye wanted to do is get a consensus. Right? What does everyone think about the shiloh? Right? U'b'tshuvas ha'ga'onim matzati. And in the tshuvas ha'ga'onim I found, says Rashi, Kol Hanach Rigli, what does it mean, Rigli? The Amoroi, the Rigli of the Amoroyim, Hainu Yom Shemes Bo Adam Gadol. It was the day of a yahrzeit of an Adam Gadol. Shekovim Oso Lichvodo. They would gather to honor that Gadol. The Umide Shana Bishana, every year, Kishemagia Oso Yom, when it was that day, every year on that yahrzeit, Miskabsim Talmidei Chachamim, the Talmidei Chachamim would gather, Mikol Saviva, from all around, Boim, they would gum Al Kivro, on his kever, Im Shar Ha'am, with the other people there, Lahoshiv Yeshiva Sham, to set up learning over there. So Abaye was like, well, wait till that happens. The yahrzeit of, well, you know, who has some Gedolim, I'll get, all the Rabbah Banim will come, and then we'll talk about the Shal, have a consensus. Very fascinating, Rashi.
Yeah, but it has to happen to be a year from now. Why? What do you mean Shalosh Regalim? Why did that?
No, I mean Shalosh Regalim. It has nothing to do with Regalim.
Oh.
It's three yahrzeits. What? Three yahrzeits. Not everyone comes to everyone's yahrzeit, right? And they don't make it, whatever it is. After three, I'm going to get another of a consensus. Probably what he means. Right? I'm going to get another. After three times, you can do this gathering of the Gedolim, the Rabbanim, the Chachamim. We'll get a consensus. We'll talk about the Shiloh, and then we'll have an answer. Interesting, no? No? Right. You know what? It could be the Shiloh was so, I don't know, so vital. This Shiloh of all Shilohs, he wanted to see what are they going to say from the Yehupits, you know? They're going to be coming for the yard side, we'll ask them then. That's what was very interesting, Rashi.
Right. Also, today, we're a different world. You pick up a phone, you make
it. Right. Well, it was a different world. It was a different world.
You'd have to wait,
Shiloh. Which is fascinating, fascinating different minhag, like it is still practice on some level, right? Okay, next. Me'idin la'ar, it says the Mishnah. Me'idin la'ar haner, you're allowed to testify that I saw what's his name die, even though it's the only light of a candle. And you might say, well, it wasn't really have good lighting, it's okay. Or, la'ar halavana, even the ar halavana, umesiyin alpi baskol. And you can even marry. You can even let someone remarry on the basis of a baskol. Says Rashi, baskol, shamu kol tzawakas. You hear a voice that yells out, ploni mace, ploni died, v'lo ro adam, and you don't see a man, bitzalmo. What's bitzalmo? In his tzelem, in his image. You don't see a man in his image. What's Rashi saying?
You don't see the person.
You don't see a person, right? Don't we have a din ein mashgich in baskol? That you don't listen to baskols. Baskol said the lachas like him. We don't listen to that. Oh, that's exactly the answer. Right? We're not talking about the mshmayim. We're talking about someone said it. And then where is he? He ran away. So why don't we think? Why don't we? Why?
You hear somebody screaming out from the mountain.
Right.
You don't see anybody.
So maybe he is a baskol.
What? That's how you know it's not a baskol,
right?
Because you know, you just know. You know it's not.
You know that.
You know that because you know how Baskel sounds.
Right, exactly.
Right.
You're not supposed to be silent about that.
What?
You're not supposed to be silent about that.
I know, but how come here the mission is... exactly... Tosafot asked that
you
question.
Just a voice.
What? Oh, now, Ma'aseh Adam, there was a story. She'omed al Rosh Ahar. A guy went up to the mountain. Va'omer, and he said, Ish ploni ben ploni, makom ploni meith. So-and-so from so-and-so is dead. By the way, that's not what Rashi said. You don't see his tzelem. You don't see anybody. Here, you saw somebody. Right? But, Holchu, we went there. V'lo ma'atsu shom Adam. There was nobody there. The guy ran away. V'siyu es ishto, but we let the wife get married. Why? Because it was a baskel. Or, Shuv Maisa B'Talmon, there was a story in Talmon, Be'echad, the Amma Shamar, Ani Ish Ploni Ben Ploni, Ani Ish Ploni Ben Ish Ploni, I'm so and so, and by the way, Nashchi Nachash, a snake just bit me, Vare Ani Meis, I'm going to die, V'holchu V'lo Ikruhu, they came there, they saw this guy dead, they didn't know who it was. They heard him say, I'm so and so, but they didn't know who it was. I think someone says his face got decomposed a little bit from the snake bite. He wasn't recognizable anymore. The halchu, the siu as ishto, and they let him get married. Let the wife get married. Interesting, he said about the baskel. You know, I forgot who it was. One of the Rishonim says. So when Hashem spoke to Moshe, what did it sound like? Right? You hear? What did the voice sound like?
Is that considered a
basco? No, it's even better than a basco. It's a mamash and nevuah. What did it sound like? Did it sound like in the movies? Oh, that's not what it sounded like.
Well, that's
one of the we showed him to that. Maybe it's Rabbeinu Bechai. He says it sounded like Amram, like his father. It's an unbelievable idea. You know? Okay. Amar Rabba Abar Shmuel Tana Beishamay Omrim Ein Masi and Alpi Basco. No. Beis Shammai says we do not allow women to get married based on a baskel, based on this anonymous voice. No. Ubis Hill Omer, no, my seeing I'll be baskel. That's what it really is, really an anonymous voice. We do allow it. Maika Mashmalan, Masnisan he, what are you telling about this brisa? There's a Mishnah that says that it's okay. So the answer is yeah. Hakamashmalan, the Imishtacha Stama, the Ain Mesian, if you find a Stam Mishnah anywhere in Shas that says no, you should know Beis Shammai he, it's Beis Shammai. If you ever find a Mishnah or Brisa that says "Dina Laudu," that's because it's Shita of Beis Shammai, which we don't hold like.
Then conflicting to compared to what we just had last, you know, 5-6 stops. I mean, we want to verify it a little bit. Here's some random voice. Okay, now that Lotta got married. Who? What? I'm not saying you need a whole investigation, but you know,
it's not a big question. I tell you the truth. Like I said, these are very, very complicated halachas. This is probably one of the most complicated halachas in all of Torah. In all of Judaism, this is it. The svara is, we don't want the woman to be stuck. That's the svara. It's a very simple svara. Having said that, there have been times in history, it comes in spurts. Right? After the war was that was a huge issue. Since then, how many issues are there? Yeah, you have it sometimes in Israel. In 9/11 was an issue. You have it sometimes in the wars in Israel. You have such issues also. They get captured, you don't know what happened to them, it happens.
Right.
But it's pretty rare, not that often, you know. It does happen once in a blue moon, it does happen. But, you know, there are times when it happens a lot. After World War I, it happened a lot. After World War II, after wars, it happens. That's when it happens, right? So that you need Gedolim that have Yishev Adas, and they know the Sugya right, cold.
I'm just trying to see what's the...
What are the parameters?
What are the parameters?
Yeah, it's a good question, It's a very good question, I'm not sure myself. Okay, v'halchu v'lo matsu. It said he went there, and there's nobody there. Right? They went to check out, they heard some voice, they went, there's nobody there. So the Gemara says, well, Dilma Shade, who maybe it was a shade. Maybe it was a shade. So Amrav Yehuda, Amrav Shmu, Amrav, no, Shiralo Dumus Adam. No, they saw it wasn't a shade. They saw the image of a person. Right? So they knew it wasn't a shade.
The guy comes to the bench, okay? I heard someone said something. Who? Wow.
Oh, so that already is hearsay. That already is hearsay. That already is...
They don't just hear the thing and just let it go. They look into it. What do they think? Wait, there's no one there.
You raise a separate question. If someone comes to bed and says, I heard someone else say,
yeah, right.
That's different. We're going to have machlokas about that.
That's what he's saying here.
No, what do you mean?
I heard a voice that said...
But I heard... What?
I heard a voice that said, who do you hear? What do you hear? I don't know. It was all there.
Automatically.
Right.
I know.
So the Gemara says, 1 second. Inunami damu. Even shadim look like people. What kind of answer is that? So the Gemara says, no, the chazile babua. No, we saw the shadow of the person also. So, inunami is lubabua. They also have shadows. So the Gemara says, well, Chazile Babua de Babua. You saw the shadow inside the shadow. I'm not sure what that means. Rashi says, it's the tail within the tail. Tail Talo. The shadow of the shadow. I don't know what that means, but apparently, Shadim don't have that. Vidilma Ludidhu is Lubabua de Babua. How do you know Shadim? Maybe Shadim had that too. So Amar Rechina said, Amar Yochanan Yonas and Shida. Yonas and Shida told me, Rashi says either he's a shade, the shade told me, or it was a Yonasan who was an expert in Shadim. Either one. He told me, Babua Islahu, no shadows they have. Babua Babua, the Leslahu, that they don't have. Now, listen to this.
No, but a great reality show. A show about Shadim.
Yeah. Vidilma Tzara Havi. Maybe it was the Tzara, who you don't believe.
Which I always calls him.
Right? Rashi says something brilliant. Rashi says, Dilma Tzara Havi. Maybe it was the Tzara. Shanasa Isha. He married another woman, Bimakom Acher. Someplace else. We don't know who this Tzara is. That's Bimakom Acher. Because an anonymous person. Who is it? Maybe it's the Tzara. Maybe it's the mother-in-law. We know who the mother-in-law is. She comes to show. We know who that is. The Tzara. He married someone else somewhere in Yehupitz. We have no idea who it is. That's what Rashi throws in. Bimakom Acher. Right? Somewhere else. Ubo lekalkala v'halkala. And she comes to destroy the co-wife. Here I am. I'm going to destroy the car. I'm going to make a lie. I'm going to go. So the Gemara says,
that's not really Torah in the sense of the word. If they don't know of each other, they don't know it's a Torah, but that typically Torah means you're...
That might even be worse.
Why is it worse?
Because you never see a husband. I don't know. Anyway, Tana Debei Rabbi Yishmael, Beshas HaSakana, Kos V'Venosin Alef Alpi She'ein Makirin. In the time of Sakana, the Gemara says, the guy's in a pit, and he's dying. And he doesn't want his wife to fall to his rotten brother. So he yells out, anyone hear me? Please write and get to my wife and give it to my wife. My name is so-and-so. No one saw him, no one knows. Right? But for a tzara like that, for a sakana like that, for a bad situation, we'll listen to it, we'll believe him. And then he died. But he said to write the get, so the get chal. Right? So too over here, Rashi says it. Hachanami, it's bishas sakana damya, shim lo tamin lezeh. If you're not going to believe this woman, this anonymous person, whoever it is, lo timsa acher v'yoshev aguna. Who else is going to say anything? She'll be rated aguna. There it is. You got the whole thing right there. Now, we're going to rely on, like you said, we're going to rely on some anonymous tip, right? Okay. It's a good question, and you have to figure out exactly the parameters.
I came to your court tomorrow and said the same thing. You throw me out so fast.
Correct.
Right.
Correct.
Oh, what? I don't know.
Because we don't, because
maybe you're hallucinating.
Right.
Maybe medication.
Right.
I don't know.
Now, by the way, even though we said all that, there are some parameters now. Amar Rabbi Akiva, kishiradati la'naharda, when I went to Naharda, la'aber hashana, to be ma'aber the shana, matzatzi Nechemya ish beis Dali, I bumped into Nechemya from the town of Dali. By the way, the Rambam says in Hakdamat to Mishnayis, this person, Nechemya ish beis Dali, is one of the 38 Tanayim that's only mentioned one time in Mishnayis. Interesting tidbit. Here he is. I didn't know that on my own. The Masifta said that. 1 of 38. Anyway, Amali Shamate, I heard Shein Mesina Seisha Beretz Yisrael Piyad Echad, that you're not allowed to let a woman get married based on one aid. Ella Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba. Only Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba said that, but he's a minority opinion. Amar Vinomisi Lo, and I answered him, Kena Devarim. It's true. However, Amali, but he said to me, Emolem, go tell them Mishmi Atem Yodim, you should know my name, Shamadina Mishubas Begaisos, that your country is all overrun with soldiers, and you have no communications, you guys are living in a time bubble. Because Mikublani Mir Megamil HaZaken, I got a tradition from Megamil HaZaken, Shemasiya Nesaisha Al Piyad Echad, that you can let a woman get married on one basis, on the testimony of one aid. You can. Ukishabasi Veritasi Veritisi Advarim Lefnei Rabbi Gamliel, and when I told over this to Rabbi Gamliel, Sameach Ludvari, he was happy, V'amr, and he said, Oh, Matanu Chaver Lebhudi Ben Baba. I found a Chaver to my lone sheet of Lebhudi Ben Baba. In other words, it's not such a Das Yachid here. As a matter of fact, it's the Halacha. Mitoch Adavar Niska Rabbi Gamliel She Nergu Harugim B'Tel Arza. Then I remembered over there was a story where there were these guys died in Tel Arza. V'hisir Rabbi Gamliel Neshoseh Al-Piyad Echad. And Rabbi Gamliel let the wives get remarried on the basis of one aid. One aid to let them get married. V'husku V'huchziku Lios Masiyin Aid Mi Pi Aid Mipi Eved, Mipi Isha, Mipi Shivcha. You can even rely on hearsay, on an Eved, on a Shivcha. Rabbi Elazar Bishua Omrim, Ein Meisinis Isha al Pi Eid Echad. No, you can't rely on one aid. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Lo al Pi Isha. Not an Isha, Lo al Pi Eved, Lo al Pi Shivcha, Lo al Pi Krovim. Right, so all the way at the end, you get the dissenters, right? Not everyone agrees to this, but I think the prevailing opinion is to agree. Now, the Savra Rabbi Akiva al Pi Isha Lo. One second, Rabbi Akiva holds he can't rely on an Isha. Vatanya, but we learned Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Mishum Rabbi Akiva, Isha Nemenis Lahavi Get Mikal v'Chomer. A woman could bring a get from a Kal v'Chomer. What's the Kal v'Chomer? There are five women that are not believed to say the husband died, right? But they're believed to bring a get. That they're believed, right? They're believed to bring a get. They're not believed to say he died. They believe to bring a get. So Zu, the woman herself, Shenemenes Lomer Meis Baila, she herself is believed to say, my husband died. Eino Din Shenemenes Lavi Gita. Isn't she believed to bring a get? What do you see from here? Rabbi Kiva held the wife is good enough. V'nashim Sha'amru Chachamim Hudala Behemni. Yeah, those women are not believed. But Isha Da'alma Mehemni, woman herself is believed.
A regular one, not the five.
The wife.
The wife herself.
So lo kasha, it's not a kasha. Kan kodem shehechziku. Yeah, here when we said it's not believed, it's before we changed our mind. Right, before the story when Rabbi Kiva bumped into that guy. Right? Then we thought, oh, it's a das yachid. Kan, here, lacha shehechziku. It's not a das yachid anymore. It's the prevailing opinion.
Right, so when he says that the woman can't accept ages from a woman...
That's not the halacha. That was before Rabbi Akiva met, what's his name, who said, oh, that's not such a das yachid.
Right. How
old
Gemara is
it
a few days ago about women can testify about herself and does not affect the tzara? How about that Gemara? That's what he's talking about here?
No, that might still be true because it's a tzara.
No, she would be believed about herself that my husband died, but
yeah.
Not...
I think that's true, yeah.
Right.
I think...
But not according to this Mishnah.
What do you mean? This Mishnah is not the halacha. This Mishnah is before they changed it. It used to be that everyone had a different opinion. Then they said, no, it's makubal that this is the halacha. Oh, okay, then I changed their mind. Okay. Amrulo, they said, Maisa b'bnei Levi, there was a story with the children of Levi, Shehalchu l'tzohar ira tamarim, they went to Tzohar, v'chala echad mehem, one of them got sick, they viu bepunduk, and they went to the hotel, u bechazarasam, and when they got back, amru lepundukit, they said to the innkeeper, the woman there, the caretaker, ayechavreina, where is he? We went to the room, he's not there. So, numis lahem, she answered back, mace, he died, vikvartiv, and I buried him, Vehesiu es ishto, and they let the wife get married, based on this testimony of the goyish innkeeper. Velotehe kehenes kipundakis. So why can't a kehenes be? Why is a kehenes worse than a innkeeper? What does that mean? Says Rashi in the second to last skinny line. Klomar vechilotehe bas Yisrael o kohenes miyucheses neemenes. Kipundakis vizu grua. This is even worse. So we just said a minute ago that we don't want to believe necessarily. Sometimes a Jewish school we won't believe. So why are we believing her? So the Gemara answers Amalahu, because it wasn't that she just said, oh, by the way, he died and I buried her. It was more than that. The reason why the innkeeper was believed was because hapundekes hotzia lahem mako v'tarmilo v'sefer Torah shahaya biyado. Right? What does that mean?
She gave back his possessions.
So like she was an honest person. She could have stolen it all. And she said, what diamond ring? Right? She didn't do that. She gave it all back. So there was some validity to her, some truth to her. She was an honest person. So they believed her.
She said it in a normal way also. Why would we believe it that way?
Right. Oh, that's what we're going to say now. That's what we're going to say the story now. Now the Gemara says, my griusa de pundakis. Why would a pundakis be worse? That we said, well, if a Jewish, if you believe her, who's such a low person, what about the Jewish girl? Why is she so low? What's wrong with her? Amar Kahana pundakis over kechav ma'isa. She was a guy. She was a guy. Umesicha lefi tumo ha'isa. It was mesiach lefi tumo. The Gemara is going to ask, what do you mean it was mesiach lefi tumo? They asked her, where is he? How's that mesiach lefi tumo? So the Gemara is going to answer that in a second. Zeh maklo v'zeh tarmilo v'zeh keveh shekavartivo. Here's his stick, here's his possessions, there's the grave I buried in, it's right over there in the yard, go look. V'chein tana abi bereid derav minyumi barchia pundakis avez lechem ha'isa. It was a guy. U'mashiach levitum ha'isa. And it was mashiach levitumo. Zeh maklo, zeh tarmilo, zeh keveh shekavartivo. One second. How can, so the Gemara asks, how can you say it was mashiach levitumo? V'ayei chavrenu kamal. They asked her, where is he? What kind of mitzvah was that? So, no, the Gemara answers, Kivon dechazisnehu b'chia. She was crying. They came back to the inn. She was crying. She was behind the front desk. She was crying. Amalei, ayei chavrenu. Where is he? What's going on here? They might have said, where's our friend? Like, where's our friend? Why are you crying? Amalei, meisu kvartiv. No, he died. And I'm crying. A human being died. You know what? Her, you can believe. And by the way, he has all his possessions, there's where he's buried him. You can believe her.
So why is she different than the one who's bragging, I killed my...
So we said that was just puffery. Yeah, that was just puffery.
Yeah.
Right, they call that puffery. Right? Okay.
First of all, that's words that have been used about.
Tanur Rabbanan. Ma'aseh ba'adam echad. There was once a story. Shabal lehed al isha lefnei Reb Tarfon. They came to testify to a woman about a woman in front of Reb Tarfon. Amar lo, b'ni, hecha te'adeh be'edus isha zu. How do you know anything about this testimony about this woman? That her husband died. Amar, ani v'hu, because me and the husband, hayinu holchem b'derech, we were going on the way, v'radav acharenu gayis, a bunch of soldiers were chasing us, v'nisla b'yichor shal zayis, I broke off a branch of he broke off a branch of a zayis tree, upashchu, right, and he fought them. Vehichzir es hagayis lachor. He fought off the soldiers with his branch. Amarti lo. I said to him, Aryeh yashikoyach, Aryeh shkoyach, right. Amalo amali. So he said to me, Minayid ata yodeya she Aryeh shmi. How do you know my name is Aryeh? How do you know that's my name? Because kach korin osi ba'iri. That's what they call me in the town. They call me. My real name is Yochanan Berebi Yonason. My real name is Yochanan Berebi Yonason. But Aryeh de Mechvar Shachyeh. Aryeh from the town of Shachyeh. That's my nickname. My nickname is Aryeh. You ever wonder why Aryeh is a Jewish name? You ever wonder about that?
Same question. Why all my non-kosher animals?
All non-kosher animals. Dove, Zev, and Aryeh. You ever wonder about that? Could you imagine calling someone a non-kosher name, a non-kosher animal? Could you imagine someone doing that for the first time today? What they would do to that person? Could you imagine? You ever wonder about that?
Yeah.
You have an answer?
I heard an answer once.
So the Tamim and Hagim says that the reason why these are named is because they're very strong animals. So it was to give people chiyus. You hear that?
Call someone a para, isn't that?
You heard? You heard a different answer.
No. Yeah, okay.
Interesting. Anyway, Liyamim, after a while, Chala, he got sick. Umes, and he died. And I was there the whole time. V'hisir, Reb Tarfon has ishto, and Reb Tarfon let the wife get married based on all that testimony. So, one second. Reb Tarfon, lo boy, Yishev v'chakira. Didn't Reb Tarfon require like a little bit of checking out? V'atanya, but we learned, Ma'aseh ba'adam echad. There was a story with a person, Shabal lefnei Reb Tarfon. He came in front of Reb Tarfon, Lehaid Eidus Isha. I think it's the same story. It sounds like it's the exact same story. Amar lo, bini, heich, heich, ata yodeh Eidusu. How do you know anything about this woman's husband? Well, who are you? So, Amar lo, ani vuhu, hayina holchem b'derech. It's the same exact story. We were walking together, for the vacherenu guys, and a troop came. V'nitla b'yichod eina uf shachar. And he ripped off a branch and he fought the ant. It's a different tree, I know. I know. So what, the story happened twice? The same exact story? V'hichzer a guy l'acharav. And he fought off the soldiers. Amartel, I told him, Yashakayach Aryeh, Shkayach, Amali, Yafa Kavanti l'shmi. Unbelievable, you got my name right. Shekach Karin Osi B'iri. That's what they call me. They call me Yochanan ben Yonasan Aryeh Dechvar Shachyeh. And L'yamim Chalav Ameis. And then he died. He got sick and he died.
What's that to do with the story, though?
No, he's telling him how he knows him.
Right.
Maybe it was that. He fought off the... Let me tell you what happened. Me and him were walking. And he was a big, strong guy. He got sick and he died. I was there and he died. Lo kach amartali, Yochanan ben Yonasan mikvar shachya Aryeh. That, in other words, the Tyfron said back to him, did he say that the name of the town is Aryeh? Amale lo. Elakacha martilach. No, that's not what he said. He said Yochanan ben Yonasan Aryeh de Kvar Shachyeh. Right? No, that's not what he said. He didn't say the town's called Aryeh. He said he's called Aryeh. V'diktika lov shnayim v'shal shabamim. And Reb Tarfon checked him 2 and 3 times. Right? To make sure he's saying the right story. So what do you see? Reb Tarfon was checking, was doing Drisha Chakira. It wasn't just, okay, great story. No, are you sure that's what he said? Maybe he said that. Are you sure? V'kivet es devarav. And he kept on getting the right, he kept on being consistent. Then the Isha Reb Tarfon is Ishto. Then Reb Tarfon said, okay, now I'll let you marry. Now the wife can get married. So what do you see? That the same story twice. Finally, Gemara says a different funny answer. Tanoyi. It's a machlokas tanoyi. So I thought the answer must mean that this is machlokas and a version of Reb Tarfon's story. Why?
No, the question is, you just learned you don't need cross examination.
It's the same Reb Tarfon.
Same story. Huh?
It's the same story, really.
No, isn't there a previous price?
Or this is the same story. What the tree was is different. It's the same exact story.
Yes.
Can't, the story happened to two different people with exact... unlikely.
People related the same type of story about the Tarfon when he got it fixed.
Exactly. So what does it mean, Tanoihi? So Machlok is now Rav Tarfon or Rabbi Akiva? So Rav Tarfon says both Pshatim? Right?
Can I ask you an annoying question?
Yeah.
You have 10 minutes or so.
Yeah.
2 seconds.
Yeah, of course.
So just based on... Anyway, now they're saying it's the one... this course examination. Okay, I can accept that. Again, what the parameters are. We just learned in the Mishnah. You hear some voice. Okay, don't let it go. Right?
So by the way, it was probably built into that Mishnah with some kind of... We'll get a machlokas. Why did he do Yishuv HaKir? Why? So let's learn from it. Your question is a good question, but you'll see it in a minute. Tanoyi, the Tanya... Ain't boat can aid a nashim b'drishu v'chakira. Divrei Rekiva. Rekiva says you don't drive this woman crazy. Why not? Anybody that's going to be that's coming to matir a woman, okay. You don't drive them crazy. But Tarfon, no boat can you do? So what are they arguing about? They're arguing about Rabbi Chanina's vort. Amar Rabbi Chanina, dvar Torah. It's a halach from the Torah. Echadin emamanas v'echadin nefashos b'drishu v'chakira. You have to check out Aiden, make sure they're not lying. You have to make sure that they're telling the truth. Shenemar mishpat echad yilachem. Umatam amru b'dinei mamonis ain't speaking drishiv chakira. How come b'dinei mamonis is much more makel? We don't do that to Aiden. You don't take the Aiden, you put them in separate rooms, and no, don't give them anything to drink. You torture them. I'm being sarcastic. You know, you give them the real runaround to make sure it's consistent. Why don't you do that by b'dinei mamonis? Because then nobody's ever going to want to lend money. If this is what's going to entail me getting my money back, who needs this? They're going to make my agent crazy. Forget it. So the Chachamim said, you know what? Lo tin adel of nelavin. So you know what? We want people to lend money. We want to encourage lending money. You know what? Okay, so you lend money, and the guy doesn't want to pay. It's not so bad to get the money back. You bring agent. The agent will tell what happened. That's it. They'll let the agent can go home. It's not going to be the big tircha. So b'maika miflagi. So what are they arguing about? Mar Savar, Rabbi Akiva holds. What's a woman dying really about? Or what's a man dying really about? It's all about the cash. Right? Kiva de Ika Ksuva. That's what it's really about, right? It's all about the cash. Lishkol, Bedine Mamadis dummy. It's like a Dine Mamadis case. So therefore, when the Adim come and say, or one aid comes, and he died, and therefore she's free, why should the guy bother to go to Bezdin? They're going to drive him crazy.
One's blending and one's ksuba.
But it's the same idea. It's about money. Umar Safar, and Rav Tarfon says, no. Kivin de Kashrita Eish says, the Alma. What do you mean? It's about Eish Ish.
She wants to get married.
She wants to get married. Eish Ish. But Dina Nefashos Dami. It's like Dina Nefashos. Okay? How do we pask him? I don't know. Anyway, Omar Rebbe Elazar, Omar Rebbe Chanina, Tamidei Chachamim marbim shalom ba'olam. Tamidei Chachamim bring peace to the world. Shneimar, like it says, Kol banayich lemudi Hashem v'rav shalom banayich. Right? And we know that there are four mesechtas that end with this memra. And they are the letters of banayich, which is brachos, nazir, yivamos, and krisos. Right? So what does that mean? Why did Tamidei Chachamim bring shalom in the world? Why did they bring shalom in the world? I saw a very cute vart. The Gemara says, Rashi says it actually, Rashi says it in Parshas Balak, that Midian and Moab hated each other. They hated each other, they were enemies, but they gave up on Israel, all of a sudden they're best buddies. Right? So Israel got them to make shalom. Right? Right? So too, isn't that what a Besdin does? Two people are fighting like cats and dogs. All right, whatever the Bezin says, we'll go listen. It creates shalom. You have two enemies in a perfect society, in a perfect Bezin. You have enemies having a valid dispute. You come to Bezin resolves it. No?
Well, we don't walk out friends.
What?
We don't walk out friends, I don't think.
No, but the dispute went away. You don't have to be friends with the guy, but the dispute went away. There's no more dispute.
That's not shalom.
Sure it is.
That's
exactly what it is. That's exactly what it is.
Okay, every time you see two litigants in a basement and they want to kill each other afterwards.
Okay, so we'll stop here. If anyone could think of a way how to connect the end of this Masechta to the beginning of this Masechta, about the 15 Tzaris, about the 15 women that you're not allowed to marry, that you can marry but your brother can't marry, I'd like to hear it. I did see one, the mission
with
of
the shalom or with the previous...
With anything. With anything in the last week and anything with the first week. So the beginning Mishnah said there are 15 women that you're allowed to marry, but your brother's not allowed to marry. And what did the Mishnah say? It said, choletzes v'lo misya bemes. Right? Why was chalitza first? So the Gemara said, because chalitza is preferable. Why is chalitza preferable? Because chances are you're not marrying her for the right reasons. Right? So therefore, if that's the case, chalitza is preferable. Now, for chalitza, you need a bestin. For yivamis, you don't need a bestin. So the beginning of the Masechta already clued you in that a bestin is what creates shalom in the world. And that's how the Masechta ends.
Nice.
All right? Good? So, Hadjalach Isha Basra of Siklo Masechta Yivamis. Hadjalach Isha Basra of Siklo Masechta Yivamis. Hadjalach Isha Basra of Siklo Masechta Yivamis. Mirtz Hashem. Tomorrow morning we will begin Ksuvis. And if someone can find me a connection between Ksuvis and Tu B'Shvat, that I'd like to hear. We'll start tomorrow.
Google it.
Everybody have a very good day.